The Brooklyn Dodgers are one of the most storied teams in baseball, and their history one of the most turbulent.
It's Yanks versus Dodgers, the Hatfields and McCoys of postseason baseball feuding once again in the 52nd World Series.
The Dodgers were the first team to integrate with the arrival of Jackie Robinson in 1947. The team's rivalries with the New York Giants and Yankees were legendary. Wait till next year became the Brooklyn Dodgers slogan until they won the World Series in 1955. But many Dodgers went on to face even bigger challenges in their lives. A new documentary focuses on the later years of several members of that team. Mark Reese, son of Dodger captain Pee-wee Reese, is the creator of Boys in Winter, the toughest season. One of the stories Reese chronicles is his father's tenacious but ultimately losing battle with cancer. Reese says the title of Boys in Winter is taken from another history of the Dodgers.
Well, 30 years ago, Roger Kahn wrote a classic called Boys of Summer. And this is just, I guess you can say, it's a follow-up to Roger's classic book, Boys in Winter. Not Boys of Winter, because they're boys of summer, but they're in their winter years. But what I wanted to do in this film was see how my father dealt with life, his final game, I guess, if you will.
And he feels, as this disease progresses and his medical problems multiply, that he is in a struggle. He is in a fight, I hate to call it a game, but certainly a contest.
Yeah, that's what I saw in my father in his day-to-day struggle, if you will. He kept his humor. He kept his courage.
And his determination to win.
You know, when in starting this film, I really actually thought that once the cancer started to spread, I thought that there was some way that my father would beat this, because after all, he is Pee-wee. We like to think of him as immortal, but he's a mortal man like the rest of us.
Toughest thing I've ever done in my life, getting out of this mess that I'm in right now.
I went to my doctor. He told me, he said, Pee-wee, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do have cancer. And I tell you, when that man told me that, I've never felt so low in my life. And I'm going to beat this thing. I know I am.
It's a story of love and courage, and you have an equally powerful story of love and courage in the Erskines. Number 17, Carl Erskine.
Yeah, Carl Erskine, not only was he a heady, outstanding baseball player, but he's a very special individual, as is his wife, Betty Erskine. They have a child, Jimmy, who has Down syndrome. And as we were shooting this film, my father was dealing with his cancer that was eventually spreading to his brain and would overtake him. At that same time, my father was losing a battle. Jimmy, Carl, and Betty were winning a battle. Jimmy Erskine got his first job working at a local fast food chain. And that was a small triumph.
I tell you what, you cannot describe. You talk about World Series thrills. But I saw Jimmy by himself swipe his card on the computer, punch three screens to clock in, clip it on his belt, and go to work. Man, that was great.
It becomes clear that another thing they share, the Erskines, the Reeses, is Jackie Robinson. The experience was shared by all the Dodgers, who saw courage displayed day in and day out.
Yeah, that's what I learned. I never thought about it in this sense, but Carl brought it to my attention. Of course, he has seen prejudice in several packages. As Carl says, he equated it to Jackie's struggle, that Jimmy was always, you know, put off to the side, and people wanted to keep Jimmy at arm's length. And I thought that was particularly moving. I never thought of it in that terms, but we do forget that people with special needs, to think that they're not acclimated in our society, is pretty much the same thing Jackie suffered as well.
And one day, sitting in the hotel, the Adams Hotel, where we stayed, and that was a black hotel, I said to Jackie, "Jackie, how long are we going to endure this? I just came out of the military service fighting like any other red-blooded American." I said, "How long are we going to endure this being separate from our players? Let's do something about it." He said, "What do you want to do? Let's go over there and find out why we can't stay at the Chase Hotel the same as our white teammates." He said, "Let's go." We found the manager of the hotel. He took us into the dining room, and he said, "I know why you're here, gentlemen, and here's what I got to say to you about it." Jackie said, "Say it to us." And he said, "Okay, I'm going to tell you. The only reason we don't want you here, and we thought about it a long time, is we don't want you men using swimming pool."
Pee-wee is very important to the Jackie Robinson story, because Pee-wee was the captain of the Dodgers and helped pave the way for his acceptance on the Dodger team and in baseball at large.
and what he did to help support Jackie, and what Jackie did to help support my father. You have to realize where he came from, Louisville, Kentucky, and some of the social conditions that he grew up with at that time that he had to overcome himself.
My father, of course, he had passed away. He had passed away my first year, but he used to tell me about down where we came from, down in Kentucky, that, you know, here was a tree, here's a lamb here where they hung a black person. And also, I just figured that's the way life was. That's the way it should be.
There was a petition that was circulated around baseball. A lot of my father's close friends started the petition and were very much a part of it. Talk about ultimate peer pressure. But he didn't succumb to that. He stood on his own and walked away from the petition. And he had to have that sort of ability to be able to get through what he did with Jackie Robinson in 1947. I think that was his greatest triumph as a human being.
Mark Reese is the son of Brooklyn Dodgers captain Pee Wee Reese and creator of the documentary Boys in Winter, The Toughest Season.
Now for our Harry Wismer General Sports Time Hats Off Award. Our winner this week richly deserves the honor. He is a top personality in the world of sports, Harold Pee Wee Reese, captain of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Reese was feted by more than 33,000 fans on the eve of his 36th birthday. And even at that age, he is still one of the great shortstops of the game.